Overall thoughts about American Idol last night, Chris?
Pretty good. Pretty good singing. Some weird exchanges, though.
Yeah. The coaches they had on the show were actually pretty good. It was David Foster, right?
He was kind of a jerk at the beginning. Did you?
But he was pretty good coach, though.
Yeah.
And Andrea Bocelli, or however you say his name. Very frightening when he warms up, man. Were you as scared as I was when that happened?
No.
You weren't?
I didn't find it scary.
What about when this happened? Pickles. God. It said she hit that high note. She did not. No way, Randy Jackson. Get out of here. And, how about, did you hear this question Seacrest asked her before she started singing the song? Kind of interesting exchange.
Are you dedicating your song to anybody special?
Well, Ron, thank you for reminding me that I don't have a boyfriend. I'm lonely. So, no, maybe to a future boyfriend? You know the movie Ghost?
I do. Yeah.
You know, I'm singing Unchained Melody.
Right.
Yay. So, you know the movie Ghost, the little pottery scene? Isn't that sweet, the little pottery? I don't have anybody to play pottery with.
Well, by the end of the season, you'll find a pottery playmate, I'm sure.
Okay, Pickler, your problem isn't your looks. You're a very attractive girl. It's just like acting like you're as dumb as a pile of sand isn't going to get you anywhere. I wouldn't put up with that. I would get so annoyed with her so quick. Having a conversation here, Pickles. Wake up.
Play pottery? That was the grossest scene ever.
What?
Do you really want Patrick Swayze reaching around you while you're trying to make... Take that as a yes.
Anytime you put Patrick Swayze and reach around in the same sentence.
That's the sound effect? Oh my God. Okay.
That's the sound I make when Patrick Swayze and me and reach around are in the same sentence.
I'll be sure. I won't put you in that sentence anymore.
Please don't. And then, do you agree Pickler needs to be out?
Yeah.
She's got to be off the show. Because look at the choices. You have Yamin. You have Taylor Hicks. Chris Daughtry, or however you say his name. McFever. And Paris. Those five are 10 times better than Pickler.
Yeah.
Last week, Chris was in the bottom two. If that happens again, it's all these...
What were you going to say?
I was going to share a theory about why Pickler is still on the show.
Oh.
But, yeah, I'll hold back. But Yamin got up there and he was singing. I didn't think he had the best performance of the night, did you?
It was probably one of the top two or three.
Either him or Chris, maybe?
Yeah.
So Yamin gets up there and sings, and Paula has tears streaming down her face as she's talking here.
You move me. You celebrate what this competition is all about. And, you know, I spent the day yesterday watching the tapes up when everyone first started, and you've moved me from the beginning. But you are this handsome, evolved performer that isn't... You are an American Idol. You are. You have a...
And you can see Cowell laughing his ass off right
probably
next to her.
Probably laughing at that jingling jewelry all over the place.
Here's Simon.
Simon Cowell, please. Why are you laughing, Simon?
I'm not laughing. Okay.
You move me. You celebrate what this competition...
Shut up. Apparently her and Seacrest are in a feud. Sheesh. Who would win in a dumb-off competition? Pickler or Abdul?
I think Pickler's more of a natural at it. Abdul's dumb is like chemically induced.
Oh,